It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge. Their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. They're also open in Orland Park, too. This $50 gift certificate is good for them as well. Yes. Caller number 19-312-981-7200. Number 19-312-981-7200. I would make it caller number LI, but I don't know what that actually translates to from
Lee?
Greek.
Is everybody calling it Lee?
Yes. Super Bowl Lee. I knew the Chinese were going to do this.
Took over the Super Bowl.
So they're ripping us off so bad. Everybody's ripping us off so bad.
They're manipulating our Super Bowl now. First currency, then the Super Bowl.
Number 5.
Now, here's the president covering a number of topics in his second weekly address since taking office. The January unemployment report showing the private sector added 237,000 jobs in January. He says, quote, a lot of that has to do with the spirit of our country that our country now has.
Job growth far surpassed expectations in January, and the labor force participation also grew, so you can be encouraged about the progress of our economy. It's going to be a whole new ballgame.
Now, this is the Saturday address they recorded on Friday sometimes. So, plus, he's going down to Mar-a-Lago, the winter White House.
Mm-hmm. Melania has met up with him, and they're heading that way as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me. There is, we asked our own Susan Schmidt about this earlier. Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it who really should take the credit for it? And it's mostly the economic upturn. There's 78 straight months of growth leading up to this, and this is another jobs growth moment. And it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think there's a lot of businesses that are optimistic about what their taxes are going to look like and what other kinds of restrictions are going to be lifted from them, whether it's regulatory or any other kind of deal. So I think that I'm going to, as much as I have been critical mm-hmm. of this particular president-elect and his behavior, I'm going to give him, and they all do this. They all crow about things that go well. And then if something had gone wrong, they blame the other guy. Barack Obama did that for the first, remember he brought up George W. Bush.
Quite a bit in the first year.
So.
I think the labor force participation rates are what a lot of people are looking to see go up. And then the rise of real wages. And those are going to be a mark of his presidency, whether or not. Because he's the one who's talked about how these are fake numbers. It's not five. It's not whatever.
Right.
The people have dropped out of the labor force and their wages are not rising. And so I think that'll be a marker of his presidency.
He did during the campaign. You can look this up. I saw the video this morning. It really was Donald Trump.
You have to remind yourself sometimes.
Said that the unemployment rate was 41% during a campaign stop.
41?
41.
Strong.
I've heard 41. I like what he says, because I've heard. That means he's lying. But if you think about it, see, that's probably, if you say 41%, if you count all the children in America, and you count
retirees,
and you count the people who just are not going to have a job. They just don't want to have a job. They're doing whatever else, spending daddy's money. Then maybe the 41% would be right, but that's not how they calculate the unemployment number.
No.
People all right.
actively looking for work within 6 months.
Here we go. Checking in at
number 4.
All right, Robert De Niro was on The View to promote the new film, The Comedian, which Richard Roper gave not a glowing review to.
Mm, not at all.
One star. That is not 4. That's not even 3. And it's not even 2 stars.
Oh, and it was a De Niro film, so it was hard to believe, but he said, yes, believe it.
Joy Behar asked him about a video that went viral a month before Election Day in which De Niro said he wanted to punch the now president of the United States in the face.
He said that about somebody. He liked to punch him in the face. And how dare he say that to the crowd? How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right. everybody's president. I mean, now what?
Now what? You can't
still change
do anything. And it was only a symbolic thing anyway. It wasn't like I was going to go find him and punch him in the face. But he's got to hear it. He's got to hear it. You know, that's what he makes people feel. And it's not good to feel that way. It's not to start that stuff up. But at the same time, sometimes when people are bullies like that, that's what you have to do, to shut them up.
And bully them back.
Bully them back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to stand up for yourself.
Stand up to your bully. Right.
That's what Arnold's doing right now. Go ahead, Donald. I will take your job. You'll take my job. This and that.
People will be more comfortable.
People will be able to sleep at night like they are not doing right now. Like Maria, she cannot sleep right now because she wants to know if the babysitter is in the house.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We've got Violetta Podomatic. Her ears are too young to hear these kinds of things.
Yes, they are.
With the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Top five. Checking in at
number three.
Charles Barkley, LeBron James beef has been a very hot topic in sports over the past several days, even with this weekend culminating in Super Bowl Lee, as we're calling it, L-I.
Right, Lee.
It's in honor of the Chinese New Year, right? Isn't that what they're doing?
I thought it was the year of the rooster.
Last night's episode of TNT's Inside the NBA gave Chuck the chance to state his final take on his beef with King James.
So to answer your question, do I want all the great players? Yes. It doesn't matter if you got the highest paid payroll. You want to win championships or you just want to win games and then, you know, lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. You got to spend money to make money.
Well,
so you took it personal
capital,
with that man, and that man took it personal with you. Well, it's over now. He said something, you said something, just let it go.
Yeah, but I'm never going to get personal with him.
You got personal. You said the man didn't compete.
No, I'm saying, listen, he's got help.
There's a difference between criticism and personal. I guarantee you LeBron wasn't mad at the whiny or the inappropriate. When you said that man doesn't want to compete, that's what ticked him off. And I would have did the same thing. I would have came right back at your rack. I would have came up here and punched you in your face.
Shaquille O'Neal.
He said he would have flown out to the inside the NBA studio and beat his.
No, he wouldn't have.
You know what?
That's exactly
it. Such smack.
That's right, Kevin. That is exactly right. No, he wouldn't have.
No, he would not.
No, he wouldn't have. Like Donald Trump is going to crawl down into the crowd and punch a guy in the face. No, he wouldn't have.
No.
Well, first of all, you're not a good fighter. listen, our job. We got a job to do. Our job is to give our opinion.
Okay,
it's not
you
always
went personal. He went personal. It's over now. So
wait a minute. Listen. First of all, I don't. Well, we just disagree on the personal.
So, in your mind, are we done? Is this done?
It's done.
It almost feels like there's some tension with Shaq and the others on that panel. Maybe I'm just reading something.
Well, Shaq was always the newcomer because it was just three of them for a while. And then Shaq came in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago when he finished.
Mm-hmm.
Took him a while to get acclimated with that crew.
The chemistry.
It's an entertaining show. It's one of the better pregame, halftime, postgame shows there are. They break it down, and Chuck's always funny, but
he's not afraid to say it.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the feud, to be honest. A little NBA drama for you.
Yeah, but LeBron, is he the right guy to pick a fight with?
Sure, he's exactly the right guy because now everybody's talking about
him. Right, because it'll be like picking a fight. Well, people did this with Jordan, too.
Yeah, he's divisive. I mean, he's the best player in the world. He's going to draw criticism from people.
That's why Trump loves to call people overrated who aren't, you know, and that's because it starts a conversation. Like, well, Meryl Streep might be overrated.
You know? Yeah. Let's go back and
Hamilton,
review our 700 films.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, right? It is true. I mean, you want to start a feud. If Charles wants to stay, and Charles has always done this. This has always been his play, is he says snarky things.
And it's not really new because he's criticized LeBron for years now. The difference is LeBron actually responded back to him. That's what really started all this.
It's the time now. This is the era. This is America now.
Right.
We start feuds with each other and we start fake fights and pillow fights. The rest of the world is burning and we're concerned about whether or not, you know,
LeBron is the greatest of all time,
right,
or if he's trying
if he's
to
whiny or too whine. Big of a baby or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chuck said.
I love LeBron James. I think he is, you know, he is the best thing since Michael Jordan for the NBA, no doubt, right? That's not saying anything that's
right.
Spectacularly insightful, but it is true. And he's great for the game. He's a fun off the court personality. He's a solid actor. He's a solid pitch man for things.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything bad.
Right. Family guy.
Off the court.
It's all good.
top five player of all time by book.
Charles Barkley got a DUI going over to some girl's house because she was very good at one particular sexual act, and that's how he explained himself to the police officer, the arresting officer. I was like, you don't understand.
And the officer's like, oh, cool.
She gives the best whoop. And then the officer, and they were like recording it. And the officer's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Barkley, you're gonna have to get in the car. No, you don't understand.
You're ruining it.
So it's it's a little difference of personality types, but all right, whatever. Whatevs. Whatevs. All right, checking it, as the kids would say.
Number two.
All right. Do you remember, now let's just go, do you remember Dr. Phil, the Catch Me Outside, How About That Girl? Anybody remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It was a viral web sensation. Daniel Bregoli is her name.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
She was 13 years old at the time.
Oh, God.
And she was just, not a nice young lady. And Dr. Phil was going to, that's kind of the way it goes. She apparently was a car stealing, knife wielding, twerking teenager.
Mm, lovely.
Yeah. Now, after circulating online, that clip grew traction and became a viral meme. This week, the audio clip also inspired a barrage of music remixes like this because she's actually going to get her own talk show now, right? Isn't it?
What?
She's going back on Dr. Phil. Oh. Well, how old would she be now? She's still just, this is just from this year, so she's just 13. Thought maybe she grew up. Here you go.
How about that? How about that? Yo. How about that? How about that? How about that? How about that?
The hoes are laughing.
Yo.
The hoes are laughing.
Yo.
Hoes are laughing. So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yo.
What does that mean?
This actually gets played in clubs. This tells you about what's happened here to our little town.
Oh, gosh, she's 13.
Yeah.
She threatened to fight her mom at one point. I mean, wow. Class.
And the best thing you can do with an incorrigible child like this, who obviously has very deep-seated emotional issues, mm-hmm. is put her on syndicated daytime television to solve the problems. Best thing you can do. The AMA suggests it, as a matter of fact. Now, wait a second. Now, why would you say that?
Right. Send her out in a limo and put her up in a hotel and put her on TV.
Texting. Make her feel good about it.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel, celebrities reading mean tweets, Super Bowl edition.
Del Beckham Jr. transitioned from an exciting new rookie to an extremely lame looking in an alarmingly short amount of time.
J.J. Watt kind of looks like a fat Macklemore.
Ha, ha, ha. Tony Romo sits down to pee.
Well, what other way is there to pee?
I'm tired of people saying Russell Wilson is too short to play quarterback. He's ugly, too.
Oh, God.
All right, wrap this up, shall we? What a day.
The top five at five.